Nicole.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Authentic Self-Care with Nancy Stevens. Nancy discovered the importance of authentic self-care several years ago when she found herself so busy attending to everyone else's needs that her own care became her lowest priority. After struggling to make time for herself, she made it to her first yoga class, and her world completely changed for the better. Tune in today to find out how to live a life that's balanced, nourishing, and fuels your passion. Please welcome Nancy Stevens. Back to News for the Soul.
Hello and welcome, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be here with all of you today who are listening live, and as well a pleasure to be here for those who will be listening to the recorded show a little bit later. I don't know what part of the world you are living in, but I live in the United States, and in our area today, we are definitely moving from fall to winter, experiencing a wintry mix today. So I'm feeling all the feels of moving into winter, changing seasons, moving into the last little bit of what has been quite the year, which has brought me to this thought of cultivating and really being intentional with giving back to and opening up into, how I want to move in through this latter part of 2020. So a little bit about me. I am a life and health coach for people just like you who are seeking to be encouraged, to grow, to gain, to become and own who you are, your authentic self, the best of you, the true you, and how you live and do daily life. I have the honor of coaching. I enjoy giving presentations and speaking. I'm a blogger and a writer, as well as offering one-to-one personal intentional coaching sessions. My own journey is one that brought me to the journey I am on now of sharing, coaching, and giving when I was at what I would consider a lowest point in my life of not knowing who I was or what I needed, feeling more frustrated and fatigued rather than energized and balanced, led me to hire a coach, work with my coach, and to begin to take on things that had always been there for me to do but had been left out of the margin. If you want to know a little bit more about how to reach out to me, if you go to the newsforthesoul.com website, scroll down through the host and selection of show host, and you'll see my name, Authentic Self-Care with Nancy. You can click on that. That'll bring my website to you. If you go to my website, you can connect with me there. Just send me an email or connect with a chat on my scheduler. I'm here for you. I can give you the show notes today. I love to share what I'm sharing with those who want a little bit more. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me personally for show notes. You can also become a subscriber to my list where I share encouraging, inspiring to nancystevenscoaching.com. Click on the little button that says subscribe now, and you'll also get a free gift, which is awesome. And we can join in the beauty of knowing, being, and doing. As I prefaced earlier, we are here at the end, growing into the end of what has been quite the year, and where I'm at, more winter is coming into play. And just bubbled up to me that to finish the year strong, to take a look back and go forward with it. And this is having and developing a practice of gratitude. Really important to me to own this in my life. And again, as I said, especially this year, for everything that has gone on and is going on, it can be so easy to talk about everything that didn't happen, everything that happened, how our lives were changed, maybe looking at this from a negativity bias, which is easy to do. It can be easy. Again, we've got plenty of, you know, supposed reasons why we can give ourselves the excuse of feeling less than or not cared for or attended to. And what I've found that when I look at everything that isn't working, or if only, or coulda, woulda, shoulda, I just am covered by a heavier, darker energy that really hinders or interferes with my ability to be connected in the moment and to take on the things in my life. So we are unpacking today why cultivating a practice of authentic gratitude truly does matter. It's, as I said, it's easy to get caught up in being negative or focusing on, quote, the news at hand, what's going on. Again, all of us in the world do have the pandemic that is in our midst, whether it's impacted you majorly or maybe just a smidge. We are all in agreement that the fabric of our lives changed. And we can choose to make this be, again, a scary thing, a fearful thing, a blaming thing, a bad thing, or we can take another perspective, the gratitude perspective. And that has been my take on how to grow from what is at hand and how to be in what is at hand. And that's what I want to unpack today. So gratitude is an awareness practice. It's a way of training, deepening, and directing our attention. We need this in our lives. Again, if we get so blindsided by focusing on what's going on externally, we miss out on the beautiful riches going on within us or internally, the fabric of who we are. So, grateful living or practicing gratitude, it just brings forth the abundant gifts that are in our lives. This does not mean that we are denying or ignoring or distancing ourselves from what truly is at hand. It simply means that we are not allowing what truly is at hand to dictate how we are supposedly needing to be, to feel, to act, to live. We are acknowledging that we may be struggling right now with all of the impact of the pandemic, for example. Maybe we're struggling with, we live in colder climates with winter. We may be struggling with, you know, having a personal health crisis or a mental health crisis or a relational health crisis or financial crisis. That doesn't mean that we are ignoring or denying these things. It just means that we are looking to find balance while being in what is taking place and going in our life. And one of the things that occurred to me personally this year was I was enjoying a family ski trip. I had absolutely no thought of anything occurring. I was just there with my family, enjoying being in nature, outdoors, doing something physical. It was fun to connect with love and laughter and abundance with my husband and our sons. And again, I had no thought whatsoever about what the downsides of this could bring. Well,
I came face to face with the downside of our ski trip, and out of nowhere, unexpectedly, of course, I took a fall, and that fall caused my shoulder to break. The break hurt, of course. It needed my immediate attention. It caused subsequent need for surgery and then physical therapy and downtime. So it kind of brought a snowball effect, so to speak. And I could have easily sat in sadness or frustration, you know, poor me, this sucks, it happened, why, you know, blah, blah, blah. And in the midst of all of this taking place, especially right as it occurred or shortly after, I chose to focus on what I was meant to learn from breaking my shoulder. Why did this break happen? Why now? You know, why me? I did it in a mindset of being curious and wanting to learn. And that is a form of gratitude, of taking myself out of the heavier place of what happened and moving in with gratitude, being curious and interested in how I could apply what occurred as a means of supporting myself through my healing and a means of giving me gifts to share abundantly with others who were undergoing struggles or challenges in their life. And it mattered to me. Being grateful or practicing a form of gratitude helped me to be determined. It helped me to cultivate resilience. It helped me to be flexible. Instead of seeing things just with one narrow focus or through one lens, I was able to zoom out and take in much more. So that is an example of why cultivating a practice of gratitude matters. It takes you out of the moment-to-moment situation, so to speak, of one that particularly, that may be a struggle, a challenge, frustration, pain, and it brings you to zoom out, to see a different. So it takes you out of that hardship or struggle or pain or the learning or the engagement piece within that. And that builds and grows on many, many different things. So out of my issue, I gathered and had abundance in that and resilience. So gratitude is a beautiful way for people to appreciate what they have instead of always reaching for something new, example, or in looking down at what they think they don't have. So instead of looking at deficits or scarcity or looking for something out externally, it's a beautiful way for us to focus no matter where we are in life, no matter how things seem to be stacked against us, to find the good, that shiny spot, rise above that. So you can literally breathe. So it helps us to refocus on what we have instead of what we lack. And initially, if you're new to gratitude or you're used to seeing things from a worst case scenario, it may take a while and it may feel unnatural or contrived. So it is a practice of cultivating and growing a mental state to envelop a deeper opening perspective. And it is a learned thing. So gratitude isn't just for those who always appear to be happy and easygoing and just have that ability. It is for everyone, even the supposedly most negative of people, even those who are focused on structure and principles and statutes and stats and figures. It is for truly for everyone, no matter your state in life, your place in life. It's for people that are very wealthy, people that are living in poverty, people that are enjoying abundant health, people that who are in a health crisis. It is for everyone, and not just for a chosen few who happen to be born with wealth in their life or just a happiness meter that's off the chart or just a certain personality type. It is for everyone. It is a learned practice, actually a habit that as you intentionally work on, you grow into a behavior. So you start to grow the muscle of opening into and practicing gratitude that it becomes just a behavior, a piece of the fabric of your life rather than something that a certain amount of people can do and the rest of us, we aren't that way and that's just out of touch and not real and why would I do that? So think of it as cultivating and fostering a brand new habit that when done consistently over time shapes its way into a behavior that is part of you and that you've grown and developed a muscle. As you, if you would like to work out, you are strengthening your muscles in your body. It doesn't take place the first time you do it. It takes time and practice to grow and strengthen your muscles. And so to developing the emotional muscle of gratitude is no different than developing the physical muscles in your body. And it is for everyone. A little bit of history here. The word gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia or gratia, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness, depending on the context. In some ways, gratitude encompasses all of these meanings, grace, graciousness, and gratefulness. It is a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether it's tangible or intangible. With gratitude, we get to acknowledge the goodness in our lives and in this process, recognizing that the source of that goodness lies just as much inside us as outside of us. And as a result, gratitude helps people connect to something larger than themselves as individuals, whether that's to other people, nature, or a higher power, you know, God, creator of the universe. With gratitude, we connect heart to heart and grow individually and collectively. And as we do this, can we grow as one in humanity? And that's what I love, that is I may be practicing gratitude for something just personal in my life, but as I am connecting to what I'm thankful and grateful and focusing on, I'm actually contributing to the health and well-being of humanity because I'm sending out from within me more positive vibrational energy that unlike being focused on what isn't working, negativity, that's a heavier energy that doesn't spin or go anywhere. When I am content, satisfied, and have named a source of gratitude within my life, I give that to the world. I make the world, I create a better level of health and well-being in the world just by finding something that I am personally thankful and grateful for. So how beautiful is that, that what we may seemingly be doing for our own self, actually by doing for what seems to be our own self, we are actually contributing to the total well-being of the world because we're sharing energy that's positive, that's focused on good and goodness, that's happier. So that's another way. What you do for seemingly yourself that has a positive spin on it, you're actually sharing that to the world and you're contributing and giving and doing good things. And that is a beautiful journey to be on. And why do we want to really why do we want to? The science behind gratitude, again, is that as we work on developing the habit of focusing on what we are thankful and grateful for, we are growing our ability to be more resilient, to be less anxious and depressed. So we are improving our own emotional and mental state. If we're, again, if you're one that is a glass half empty person, that just by giving thanks for something small that maybe you were able to get up out of bed from feeling rested, thankful that the sun is shining or that you got to see the full moon or that you had clean water to drink, that you were able to move on your own or enjoy connecting with a friend, whatever. It can be something super tiny. And it can also be gratitude for if you received a promotion at work or you received a new job or, you know, you were invited to a major event. It can be for big things, but for those little everyday run-of-the-mill things, which really encompasses more in our life. So why practicing gratitude matters is that it can help improve your own attitude, mood, and mental state. What we begin to do consistently on a regular basis takes that something that may feel uncomfortable, not quite so, and grows and nurtures it into a behavior that just is part of who we are, that gives so much to ourselves and others. So why practicing gratitude matters? It helps to grow and improve your mood, your emotional state, your mental state, your ability to see and focus on the bigger picture in life. It can actually help you sleep better. Have you ever gone to bed feeling heavy, burdened, and unable to sleep because you were so busy focusing on the worry, the concern, the event that you just, the mind began to play an endless playback loop of, oh my gosh, this happened, now what, I don't know, woe is me, woe is them, woe is the world, that it's so consuming that it literally sucks the life energy out of you and your ability to sleep impacted. Well, when we don't sleep good over time, we don't operate well. We can't be as creative or as productive or as solutions focused because we didn't sleep good. And again, if you are focused on everything that isn't working or really hyper-focused on all that is wrong or not working, then it's going to impact your sleep. I know for myself, this has definitely happened in my life. So cultivating a gratitude practice over time can improve your sleep if you are one that tosses and turns, has trouble going to sleep or falling asleep or really has a poor sleep quality. Doing this one thing can really work on that. Another beautiful reason of practicing gratitude is that it can enhance your self-esteem. People who are thankful and grateful actually have an increased self-esteem, partly due to their ability to appreciate, for instance, other people's accomplishments. Have you ever said, wow, good job to somebody, but what I call it with a happy butt. You are happy that they got a promotion, maybe got a raise, made it into this selective circle, or, you know, happy for good things in their life. But it's with the butt. I'm happy for them, but why not me? But they really didn't deserve it. But they've just lucked out, but they're just that way. Instead of just being genuine and sincerely, man, way to go, versus way to go, oh, yeah, want, want, want. That sucks the life out of your own self-esteem because you're making it about you. You're saying, hey, wait, good job. But then you're going right back around to what you think you didn't get, what you deserve, what you miss out on. And that can erode your self-esteem because then you start to send yourself messages with a happy, I'm happy for you, but that maybe you're not quite good enough. You're not quite talented enough. You don't have enough money, enough time, enough network, enough whatever. So it can begin to erode your self-esteem or keep your own sense of belonging and your sense of self-worth flourishing and growing. So that is a downside, I guess, of focusing on what isn't working. And a plus of cultivating and fostering gratitude is that you can grow and improve your own sense of self-esteem, self-worth, and self-confidence. Because when it becomes really easy for you to compliment others, find something to compliment in a day, you are elevating your status. You're encouraging yourself. You're encouraging others. And that just feels good. That releases feel-good hormones. So practicing self-esteem releases feel-good hormones, which improve your mood, your attitude, your emotional and mental states, your psychology. They give goodness to others, and they help to contribute and grow your own confidence. You become more confident when you're easily able to show and showcase what you are thankful for, what you are grateful for, who are able to foster and grow their gratitude, find that they benefit by having increased mental fortitude, increased resilience. Grateful people have an advantage in overcoming trauma and things that are a struggle, a pain, and enhancing their resilience, helping them to bounce back from highly stressful situations. Think about it. How are we doing in the wake and in the midst of this global pandemic? How are we doing in the wake of me bouncing back and recovering from being waylaid, from having my shoulder break and surgery? If I chose to sat with everything that wasn't working, everything that bad that happened, why me, how come, blah, 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 I would have gotten really nothing. But I feel that my ability to have bounced back, to be solutions focused and resilient, has really grown because I opened myself up to the good in what is going on in our world and in me. That I, because I'm experiencing this and living in this, there is so much untapped learning for me to gather and take in and process and have as knowledge and wisdom. And I have that much more to help others with in my role as a coach, in my place in humanity, to help inspire and encourage people, because I took the time to reflect and focus on the good in my own personal journey and in COVID. Yes, I'm not ignoring that this has been quite the time in our world, in my community, that it has had majorly impacted and caused pain and struggle. I'm not ignoring this at all, but I'm focusing on the good to be gathered, nourished, and nurtured, that I can stand in my own beautiful, comfortable sense of self and share and give this to others as a means to help them then feel supported, heard, listened to, and inspired, that they can share that with their group. So it has a beautiful, blossoming mushroom effect of giving, giving, giving. When we practice and cultivate gratitude, we are also growing the muscle of compassion and empathy. We are growing our ability to understand and recognize other people's struggles or issues with care. We are growing our ability to have compassion and enhancing our ability to have compassion for ourselves, recognizing that as we are, so too are others when it comes to things that occur and happen. So we're seeing all of that. When we are practicing gratitude, we are reducing aggression. We're reducing judgment during looking for solutions to things in our midst this year. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing as well, that as we spend time gathering into our essence, what it is we are thankful and grateful for, what we've noticed and recognized, we reduce our ability to be more aggressive, or it reduces our aggression. That's a big deal. It reduces our ability to become quick to be angry or frustrated, because we now have a higher level of seeing everything. And maybe it gives us the ability to shift our perspective and to reframe. When I pause, when I feel triggered or activated from an out-of-nowhere event or a comment or a situation, because I have the essence of a gratitude practice as a behavior in my life, I am able to pause and say, you know what? I am in this situation. I'm alive. I have the ability to be grateful that I can recognize this and I can pause. No need for me to angrily react or throw out things. I get to respond and pause. What is it about this situation that I am involved in that I can learn from, that I can be supported by, that I can gather in? Even if it's a situation that makes me feel really uncomfortable and feels there's conflict to it, that it's trying or challenging or I want to get out, that I'm grateful that I'm in that situation because I'm alive. And I have the choice to choose to reframe what I'm thinking about this situation in the moment, to change my supposed perspective from one of maybe feeling attacked or needing to defend myself or just spew things out. But wait, I can see this as a learning place for me to gather and grow and strengthen. I can see this as a means for me, by not overly reacting or leaving or something, to stay in this and resolve a conflict, to learn how to communicate more openly and kindly, that I can be a tool, an instrument in helping the other person and in growing my own self. So it can be a means of helping us to grow our ability to handle conflict, to resolve it, to change our perspective on it. Now that's something to be grateful for. And that's what a practice of focusing on the good, even if we're right in the midst, can do for us. And being grateful opens up the door to having friends, to making friends. One study found that thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek a more lasting relationship with you. Again, as I said, practicing gratitude can improve our emotional health, our mental ability or attitude, and also our physical health. People who shine and share gratitude report fewer aches and pains. They report a general feeling of more abundant health, and maybe they're going to do more good things for their body, like maybe making exercise more consistent and regular by attending to their annual visits or going to the doctor as needed, by noticing what they eat and seeking to eat more healthy foods, by pausing to positively enhance and reshape their outlook if it has been one that was more negative or pessimistic focused, into one that's more open, understanding, and positive focused. I don't know about you, but I love the fact that I learned about gratitude. I wasn't born being grateful. I wasn't born knowing what gratitude was. Of course, at times in my life, it was certainly easy for me to say thank you, oh my gosh, to be grateful. But it was usually when I was given a big gift, or invited to somewhere, or the sun, you know, everything, the stars and the moon, everything aligned in my favor. When I was shown favor, of course, it's easy to have to be grateful and thankful when we're shown favor. But the test of personal growth, development, finding our authentic self lies in learning how to cultivate and practice gratitude in all of our day-to-day life. When we seem to have fallen out of favor, when the door of favor is shut on us, or we're just having a so-so humdrum average day, or when we're involved in something as all-encompassing as this pandemic. That is the essence and the real finding the good in every day within ourselves. I would say more intangible than tangible. So being happy that I've got the choice to choose today to be happy. Being happy that I woke to a sunny sky. Being happy that I woke. Being happy that I get to eat food today. Being happy that because my lungs are working, I get to breathe today and I get to live today. being happy for my good friends, being happy for those that I had conflict with because I learned from them how to overcome and my resilience was strengthened. So practicing gratitude is a habit. It's available to every single one of us, not to a select few or the ones who supposedly have versus the have-nots. It's a muscle, a mental, emotional muscle that each one of us has the choice to massage, to tend to learn how to do. It's a learned behavior, really, because with my story, I wasn't born practicing gratitude. I was born with a negativity bias. I was happy when things went my way, but quick to complain, to find fault with, to make fun of when things didn't go my way or when I just didn't feel up to it. It took time for me. It didn't feel comfortable. It felt fake and phony for me to express one thing that I was thankful for. It felt insincere, not authentic, because I didn't ever practice gratitude. So, of course, I wasn't going to feel comfortable with it. And you may feel that way. If you are one that has never practiced gratitude or only when everything is going well, it's going to feel like gratitude is out from you, insincere, inauthentic. But trust me, as we intentionally see gratitude as a beautiful gift that will flourish our very life from the inside out, that will also flourish those in our circle and the world, it will become second nature, a behavior just as much as drinking a glass of water, you know, going to sleep, waking up. It will just become part of who we are. And gratitude will just become you versus being negative. You'll begin to see a major switch of seeking to joyfully find all the good in every single day versus all the so-so not good in every single day. It's a beautiful blossoming journey. And I would be amiss if I didn't share some fun ways of learning to express gratitude. There are infinite ways for each of us to show our gratitude to others, to ourselves, and to our higher power. And it can be tough for those of us just getting started to know what to do or how to do it. And these are, I'm certainly not giving you any and all, but I'm giving you some. The first thing that I did, that I was shown to do, was at the start of my day when I was quiet before I got busy at work or tending to all the day-to-day things, I said one thing that I was thankful for. And initially, that was, I'm thankful that I was able to get up on my own, that I'm alive. Initially, I just felt inauthentic and insincere. But that one thing that I started with began to grow and blossom. And I actually had a sticky note where I could see it because I had to remind myself. I was so not used to sharing what I was thankful and grateful for, I wasn't going to do it. I would forget. So I had little sticky notes in personal areas where I could see them. And you can certainly have that on your smartphone, a little alarm go off or listen to an app. That got me into the habit of saying one thing. And I did it. I chose to do it every day. I wanted to be consistent. I didn't necessarily feel comfortable with it. But over time, because I wanted to grow and be happier and more comfortable and balanced, this began to take part of who I was. So a daily owning of one thing you're grateful for, whatever that is for you in your life, something deep within you, something outside of you. Moving on with that, you can journal. You can buy a favorite notebook or journal it on your smartphone. Same thing. Rather than speaking it, you're writing it down. And what's kind of cool is over time, you can see how all of these are stacked up. It may be that you have the same five things you're grateful for. Or maybe you've had that one really awesome, amazing event, and that's a big deal. So whatever it is, journaling is a way for you to connect in a moment of quiet and stillness with something good deep within you. So again, it helps you to focus anew on what is versus what isn't, and it grows and flourishes. Another way is to have a little gratitude jar. It's a very simple exercise that only requires a few ingredients, a jar or a box. You can decorate it, a pen or a pencil, and some notes, and you can just write, again, write what you're thankful for, stick it in the jar. And you can even read these at holiday times, or if you have a family, you can practice this with your family. You can do the same with a gratitude rock. How can a rock help me practice gratitude? Well, if you have a rock, the secret to this exercise is that the rock is a symbol, a physical object you can use to remind yourself of what you have. So you can carry this rock. I have a small heart-shaped rock that I got at my local gem store or metaphysical store, and I have it on my nightstand to remind me, and because it's heart-shaped, to go to bed in Thanksgiving. It reminds me when I wake up, oh, I woke up today. You can carry this around with you as well, so that maybe whenever you see it or touch it, it's a reminder to pause, to think about at least one thing you were grateful for. Again, it's whether it's as small as the sun is shining down on you in this moment, or a job that really gives you a lot of education, knowledge, and lets you live and feed your family or whatnot. So a gratitude rock. Here's something else, a gratitude tree. This can be a great activity for children. It can also be effective for adults who are open to experiencing a childlike sense of fun. So you can make craft a cutout template for a tree, decorate it, and you can hang from the leaves or branches. You can put little stickers on, sticky notes on it, little things of gratitude. And again, if you YouTube gratitude tree, you can find that on there as well. A gratitude box is another way, similar to a gratitude jar, that you're writing down heartfelt messages of gratitude. And you can write these to loved ones or to yourself. Another fun one is a gratitude prompt. So if you don't know where to get started, gratitude prompts are another great way to get started, to continue your practice or to kickstart the practice. And these prompts can be things like, I'm grateful for three things I hear. I'm grateful for these three family members. And this is in groups of three. I'm grateful for these three people who hired me. I'm grateful for these three friends. I'm grateful for these three animals. I'm grateful for these three blue things. I'm grateful for these three things I taste. So you can have a gratitude prompt list and use that as a means to stir your creativity and to focus your energies on things that you might not have even been thankful to have in your life that are just there, the mundane, every day. Can take a gratitude walk. I love to do this. I walk my dog, Doug, twice a day, morning and evening. And what I do on my walk is that is my reminder to be thankful. I start my day in gratitude. I am so thankful that I get to walk my dog, to start my day in nature, to connect quietly and beautifully and spiritually. So for me, walking is a gratitude prompt. It allows me to observe things in nature and be thankful for them. It allows me to note things within my physical body and be thankful and just to see the day unfolding. Another way is to have a gratitude reflection. This can be also a form of meditation where you can just find a quiet moment to be still and silent when you have time, that you're not distracted, and just pause. And settle yourselves in. Take a couple of breaths and let your awareness move to your immediate environment. And just take it in, bringing to mind people that in your life that you are close to. Bringing to mind things in nature. Maybe bringing to mind the whole of life, that life is a beautiful gift. It's another beautiful way of moving into gratitude. If you're one that likes to meditate, that's another way. You can have a special meditation that's just for gratitude. Again, finding a quiet and still spot and just connect with gratitude to the things in your life that you were thankful for. People in your life, the things intangible and tangible, and just let this wash over you. Let this cover you. Let this flourish you. And I often use meditation, focus on gratitude, to bring this up and out from within me. And if you don't have to spend a long time, if you're like, wow, I barely have enough time, you can accomplish this in under 5 minutes. And over time, perhaps you'll find that you want to spend more time. And in fact, being still and silent in a practice of meditation is a beautiful way, a gift, a physical gift of gratitude. You are taking time to care for and connect and nurture yourself. And just the act of meditating flourishes your gratitude meter. Many, many ways to be grateful for sure. Whether it's, again, with a sticky note to get you started, a gratitude rock, a daily walk, a meditation practice, a gratitude jar, a gratitude tree, a journal prompt. Giving yourself the gift of bringing this fully in to the fabric of your day-to-day life. I promise you, as you connect yourself to the practice of being thankful and grateful, you will notice you'll feel more balanced, more content, that everything is working. You'll be able to more easily see the good in life, even as things unfold to you directly or in the world that spark struggle, conflict, or pain. You'll be able to stay focused in the present moment, even when everything is going on who you are and on what matters. And as you bring in the practice of gratitude into your life, not only will it flourish your own physical health, your emotional health, your creative health, your resilience, it will flourish those around you and it will flourish the world. There is so much beauty to be gained and gathered for each one of us to take to heart, to cultivate being thankful and grateful, to cultivate a gratitude practice. I wish you well. I'm grateful for each one of you who have taken time out of your busy schedule to spend time with me, Nancy Stevens, Authentic Self-Care. I look forward to being with you next time. Got another show coming up in a week, and the week after this. Join me for this show. I'm grateful for you, and I'd love to hear from you. So reach out to me, Nancy, at nancystevenscoaching.com. As always, on behalf of the News for the Soul family, I'm thankful for you, News for the Soul, for having me. In gratitude, may you flourish and thrive during this last month of the year 2020 and find beautiful things to connect to and with for your own self and for others. Abundance be with you today. Until next time, I'm Nancy Stevens, Authentic Self-Care with Nancy, and I will see you one more time in December. Join me. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.